Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Nun Ches, Nida 58. And back at the beginning of our chapter, of the 8th chapter, Haroa Kesem, back on Nun Zayinim Abayz, our Mishnah had taught that if a woman sees a stain of blood on her body, if it's opposite the area of the genitalia, then we assume that she is Tameya, because we assume the blood came from the genitalia. But if it was on a part of her body above the genitalia where it couldn't have dripped, then we would say she's Tahora, because the stain, the blood, could not have come from the genitalia. But what about a stain that's found on her clothing? So about this, our Mishnah says, Rasal Chalukah, if she sees the stain on her tunic, then Mina Chagor Lamata Tmeya, if she finds it from the belt going downward, we're going to say she's Tmeya, because it must have come, it was opposite her genitalia, and therefore we're going to say the stain is from her uterine bleeding, and it's from the, and therefore we're going to say it's Nida. But Mina Chagor Lamala Tahora, but if it was from the belt above, we're going to say she's Tahora, because then it couldn't have come from the genitalia area. Rasal Beis Yad Shechol, Garmisha says, if she found it on the sleeve of the tunic, then Imagia Kineged Beis HaTorfa Tamea, that if the sleeve reached the part of the genitalia, we'll say she's Tamei. Vimlav Tahora, otherwise we'll say she's Tahora. And then our Mishnah says, Im Haisa Posha Tato Umit Chase Bobalayo, let's say she used to take off the tunic, and at night she would cover herself when she was sleeping with it, and people, you know, toss around with their blanket. Then we say, Kol Makom Shenim Sabo Kesem Tmeya, wherever there's a kesem, wherever there's a stain on her garment, we're going to say she's Tmeya, because Neshu Choser, because under those circumstances, the tunic goes everywhere, so it's possible that the garment, that part of the garment, was opposite her genitalia. Vechem Apulius, and the same applies to a Apulius, which Rashi says is a shawl, mostly worn around the head, but maybe at night she's going to cover herself with it. So this is what our Mishnah says, that if even on a tunic, that if she sleeps with it, she's going to be Tameya. So we learned in our Gemara, it comes along the Braisa that says, Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Yossi, Davar Zeh, this law that was brought in the Mishnah, that this garment that she wears at night and when she sleeps or she covers herself in, if kesem is found anywhere on it, she's going to be Tameya. He says, Horesi be'ir Romi. I taught this in the city of Rome, Isor, and I said it was prohibited, like our Mishnah. K'shabati eitz al-chachamim shabadarom, amru li'yafeh horesi. And when I came to the scholars in the south, they said to me, you know what, you taught the right thing. So normally speaking, we would only need an explanation to say he allowed it. Why here are we saying it's prohibited? So the Aruch Haner points out, because that generally speaking, we might have thought that this principle of kesamim only applies to taharos, to whether or not she can engage in laws in touching sacred food, but we wouldn't have thought that it applies also to the laws of Nida. And so therefore, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi has to say, I taught it to be prohibited, and that's why the rabbis of the south had to agree with him. But there's a fundamental question here, which is, he says, I taught this in the city of Rome, and then I taught it when I returned to the south. So the Chasdei David on the Tosefta asked the question. He says, if this incident was indeed taking place in Rome, which we say today, Rome and Italy, that he wouldn't have said when I returned to the scholars of the south. He would have said when I returned to the land of Israel, Keshechazarti l'Eretz Yisrael. So why is he saying when I returned to the south? So it proves from here that actually, what this, according to the Chasdei David, he says, this was actually not in Rome in Italy, but this was a part of a city in Israel, or what we call Israel today, that was called Rome. And there was a place that in Israel, which the Roman Empire set up, and they called Rome, and that's where he went to. He went to this town, and indeed it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and in Yoram HaBeis that there was once a cave that went from the house of Rebbe all the way to the house of Antonin. Now, how could there be a cave all the way from Rebbe's house to Rome? So for sure there was no cave all the way from the land of Israel to the land of Rome. And so it must have been that there was a city, indeed the Kafter of Farach writes that there must have been a city in the north of Israel that was called, like they have Caesarea. And in Caesarea there must have been also another city that there was called Rome. And that's his argument. And so too, indeed, when he says, well, I came to the scholars in the south, he wasn't referring to the southern part of Israel. It means he came to the south of there, where there were the scholars of the Talmud, who were of the oral law, who were experts there, and that's what he was referring to. And indeed, the Ben Yehoyada writes that he states that this concept that there were the kings of Rome, and they were in the land of Israel, and there was a city called Caesarea, and that's where the kings used to sit a few months every year, so that in order to demonstrate that they were the rulers. And indeed, this must have been what we're talking about here. When it came to Rome, it maybe wasn't a city called Rome, maybe it was called Caesarea. So one theory is that there was another city called Rome, or else maybe there was a city called Caesarea, which this rabbi called Rome. And so we see, according to the Chaz de David, that this incident did not take place in what we call Chutz Laaretz, outside of the land of Israel, but took place in the land of Israel. And indeed, we have another Gemara, which says in Mi'ilah 17b, that one time Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi went with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to Rome in order to nullify the gezeros, the decrees of the king. And one of those gezeros was that the Jews were not allowed to keep the laws of Nida. And so therefore, we could say that when he went on that walk, he was really discussing the laws of Nida. He was trying to strengthen the laws of Nida because he was trying to say, we need to keep the halachos. And so indeed, that's the reason why specifically he was an expert here, or maybe that's the reason why he was sent to annul the decree, because he knew all the laws of Nida.